صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Nowadays, we consider lying to be something very insignificant. We don't consider it to be something very bad. Whereas, lying is a major sin, and there have been severe punishments stated in Quran and Hadith regarding it. Listen to one blessed Hadith and tremble with the fear of Allah Almighty in relation to lying, and repent from lying for ever. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stated that a person came to me in my dream and took me with him. I saw two people. One of them was standing and one was sitting. The person who was standing, he had a metal tool in his hand, and he was inserting that tool into the jaw of the person who was sitting down, and he would pull his jaw all the way up to his neck. Then he would take that metal tool out of his jaw and insert it into the other jaw of his, and he would pull that jaw also all the way to the back of his neck. And by the time he would pull it back to his neck and take his metal tool out, the first cheek would restore to its original state. And he kept doing this practice over and over again. I asked the person who took me with him that, who are these people? What is this? Then he replied that the person who's receiving this punishment, he is a liar, and he will receive this punishment in his grave until the day of judgment. So dear viewers, don't take lying light. It is a major sin, and consequences of it are very severe. The punishment of it is beyond our imagination. May Allah Almighty save us all from the evil act of lying, and may Allah Almighty make us all truthful bondsmen of His. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.